You are now tuning in to the Strength in the Soul podcast, a safe space for learning and growing. I am Katie, your host, a therapist, energy healer, and psychic medium, helping you to heal and transform your life. I coach individuals and entrepreneurs on how to heal at the roots and overcome the barriers to positive change. Here we will discuss healing of the mind, body, and soul to help you navigate your personal and professional life and feel safe on your spiritual evolution. Hello and welcome to another episode of Strengthen the Soul podcast. This is your May collective tarot reading. We're going to tap into collective universal messages for any of you who are listening right now. I encourage you to take what resonates and integrate it into your own personal life. And I feel like the first thing that I am being guided to do is collectively, let's all take a huge deep breath in. Breath is so incredible for our nervous system, our stress levels, and something that has been coming up a lot for me lately in sessions with my individual clients is this heaviness, this intense amount of stress, and our inability to really manage our stress right now. And boy, has the last few weeks been very intense. There has been a lot of emotion the last few weeks. I would say around the last 2 months, it's been a very tumultuous time. And I am looking forward to this rebirthing energy that is happening over the next few weeks. I'm not huge into astrology in the sense of like, I love astrology, but I don't know that much. I'm more of an intuitive and an energy reader and a psychic medium. So I receive messages through my spiritual gifts and my abilities. I connect with the universe that way. But I love astrology. I know that it is so on point. So if you don't know, there has been so many astrological events happening in the last few weeks, and it makes a lot of sense. I have definitely been able to feel the intensity of those astrological shifts. However, we are heading into a time of shifting. Let's just word it that way. So let's get into this reading. That way I can give you specific messages around what's to come in May. So we first start with the Six of Wands, which is all about like taking this journey towards change. And it's kind of a little bit of like victorious energy where, okay, I'm feeling a little bit better and I feel more secure and stable to move towards the action that I've been desiring. Like I'm feeling strong. Like I keep getting this word of like strength, and it's actually interesting because I asked for the word of and the card of May, and they gave me the Strength card, which is all about that strength, that courage to move forward. So I love that. That is the first card that is coming forward for us in May. And then we're followed by the Knight of Cups and the Page of Swords, which is telling me that we're bringing forward all of the learning lessons that we have had over the last few weeks. There's a lot of emotional shifts that are happening. There's a lot of mental shifts that are happening. And we have collected the data that we need to move forward towards our goals. And that's maybe why you're feeling a little bit stronger and more clear-headed and feeling like you're ready to head on this next journey. And then we have the Ace of Pentacles, which is beautiful. It's all about planting the seeds towards positive change. So it's kind of like you're feeling more in tune with yourself, your emotions and your ideas, and you have all this mental clarity, you're feeling stronger, and you're ready to plant the seeds towards positive change, and you're ready for change. We have the Seven of Swords and the Five of Swords. So this is all about like that mental shifting towards the change. So I want you guys to take an inventory of like, How am I thinking? What is my frame of thinking right now? And I need to be able to process my emotions before I move forward. This is going to be really, really important for you in May because, again, you're feeling stronger, you're feeling wiser, you're feeling more in tune with yourself, and this is giving you a sense of confidence to move forward. There's a lot of forward movement here in this energy. I feel like we are learning from our past, we're wanting to make necessary changes, and this is also helping us to move forward if we have lost a lot in our life. Like, maybe we've lost our sense of self. Maybe we've lost our self of confidence. Maybe, and this is more mental energy here, like of what we've lost mentally. Like, have you been mentally confused around what you want to do in your career, the people in your life, you know, things that have once meant something to you are now shifting and changing. So there's this sense of confidence and security around that mental clarity. And then we have the Page of Wands, the Two of Wands, and the Two of Swords, which I love this energy right here. It's all about having that sense of confidence to take action and make really, really positive decisions for yourself. And you might face some opportunities in May where you have to make decisions for yourself in your life. And I want you to remember that there's that Knight of Cups in the beginning where they're moving forward emotionally, like in this sense of clarity, like we've emotionally taken the steps that we need to take to process. And if you haven't, this is a good reminder so that we can make these proper decisions and actions and get what we finally deserve. So I just pulled the Justice card and I feel like there's a dual message here for you of like divine timing, really feeling grateful for the divinity in the timing of how this is unfolding for you. And also of like, you're going to get what you deserve finally because you have put in the work and you are finally ready to grow and feel happy and have the energy to bring in everything that you want. There's also a sense of like energy they're sharing with me that like you haven't always had the energy to bring forth what you desire, but there's divine timing in that and there's justice in that and there's solidarity in that and you get to choose. Again, there's that mental clarity, that mental energy. You get to have the mindset shifts around a positive mindset for what you've been going through and what you are going through right now. So I love this energy. It's like we're not denying the past and everything that's happened to us, but we're kind of stepping into a whole new energy of where we're not ruminating on the past. We're actually taking everything we've learned from the past and we're moving forward in a whole new way. Wrap up this reading for you. The final messages are around like standing in your power. I'm getting this like this energy of you are finally in a place where you can feel confident and strong enough to stand in your power. And we have the Ten of Cups as the last card in the spread, which is all about like abundance and feeling connected to everything. Again, there's like that divine timing of like, wow, it all makes sense. I'm feeling really grateful. I'm feeling really happy. I'm feeling really full. I'm feeling really grateful. I'm feeling this like abundance of gratitude, this energy of gratitude. And don't be afraid to like, there's this message that's coming up for you of like, don't be afraid to feel good. It's not too good to be true. I know that feeling and maybe thinking negatively has served you in some capacity again in the past. Maybe it protected you. Maybe it kept you safe in some way. But now it's time for you to open up to the possibility of happiness. And I just looked at the time that I was recording the segment and it was 1:11. You deserve to be happy And I hope that this reading resonates with you. And I'm looking forward to hearing how your May unfolds and how you are bringing in and allowing in, letting in happiness into your life. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Strength in the Soul podcast. If this episode served you in any way, please subscribe for more episodes like this one. By subscribing and rating, we get the visibility needed to impact the lives of many. We have a healing community that is growing to the capacity where we can reach so many people around the world. I am so grateful for your support. Visit strengthofthesoul.com for more information on how you can join our healing community.